the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena, Troy, how are you?
I'm okay, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm excited about the vinyl you've brought us today. A very shiny orange one sitting on the decks behind me.
There is an orange one over there.
That's not what we're starting with, though. What are we kicking it off with this morning?
We're actually starting with something which is on Gunsmoke coloured vinyl.
Ooh, Gunsmoke coloured vinyl. Is that an indicator of maybe some of the themes going on in this record too?
I think it is. Shall we hear the maestro? That's certainly what he would refer to himself as, isn't
it?
Oh,
I'm sure.
The unmistakable sounds of Ennio Morricone.
Spaghetti Western legendary.
And not only that.
No, he does everything, doesn't he?
See, the thing about Morricone is that some people who compose scores or soundtracks to movies, what they're doing is they're just like pushing emotional buttons, giving you an emotional cue of what you're supposed to be thinking.
Now you cry, now you laugh.
Yeah. Now you're going to be frightened. The thing about composers like Morricone is it's almost like they've got an incomplete canvas and they're filling in all the pictures. There's a famous quote from Sergio Leone, who directed a bunch of the, as you say, spaghetti westerns. Mm-hmm. And he said that my favourite writer of dialogue is Ennio Morricone.
That's such a good quote.
Yeah.
And it's so true. I think his soundtracks are films in their own right, basically. You can listen to you got the picture in your head already.
See, immediately when you hear Morricone, you instantly think of this, Once Upon a Time in the West, Man with the Harmonica. But I've got a bunch of records of things like these low-budget crime thrillers out of the United States that he did in the 70s. Stunning work. It seems like the guy, it didn't matter how insignificant it appeared the film was going to be in the first place, what he composed and what he put into it was like a masterpiece in itself.
He's pretty wonderful.
Here's the this is the first of four double album sets comprising
this has got the coolest cover.
Album cover is beautiful.
It's so mint. It's your classic western gun with a bullet firing out of the like frame of the picture.
Sunset in the back, like the red and
the canyons.
And of course, what is the bullet in the gun? What is it?
It's silver? Wait,
it's
what?
Spot varnish.
Oh, spot varnish. It's spot varnish, everyone. Which means it's nice and shiny.
It does.
This is very cool. So this is his Western themes collected.
This one is. This is Ennio Morricone Themes Volume 1 Westerns, which is a 2-LP set. It's going to be followed with some of the crime stuff and, well, you'll hear in the coming months. But
cool.
This one here has everything from like the Fistful trilogy.
Right.
It has Once Upon a Time in the West stuff. It has The Return of Ringo. It has, what else?
The Good, the Bad and the Ugly.
Which of course is one of the Fistful, isn't it?
Viva la Revolution, Man with the Harmonica, which is what we're listening to now. I'm kind of just picking these at random because there's so many on here. Here we go again, A Providence. Some of the names of these are just so great. This is proper road trip music as well.
It depends where you're road tripping to, I suppose.
I reckon if you're doing the Auckland to Wellington drive down the desert road, this is the one.
Okay.
Yeah. This is very cool. So this is At the Movies, music on vinyl.
Yeah, so it's the music on vinyl who, the record industry in Harlem and Netherlands, their series of soundtrack stuff is the At the Movies series. This is an amazing record.
Yeah.
Like,
it's very weighty as well. They're two double LP. Very
feels
cool.
Important.
Important. Hey, what's the deal with that one? Is it out on the shelves now, or is it going to be
out on the shelves tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's a very good Friday feeling, I reckon. Go get yourself a very cinematic record.
Yeah, and the big gun down is on here as well. I just thought I'd
mention. Very cool, very cool. What do you want to go to next?
Well, I think that, I remember a few weeks ago, we had an orange record in here, and it was a Sunday's compilation of the SSS International label, Mr. Shelby S. Singleton.
Very cool.
Now, Mr. Singleton not only had the SSS label, he had an imprint called The Silver Fox, of which on the label there's a picture of the Silver Fox. And one of the records he released on there is this. This is the amazing Reuben Bell.
This is cool. The little drawing of the silver fox is very cute, it's I have cute. To say. Yeah. Now, who was Reuben Bell?
He was from Shreveport, Louisiana. I think he only did about 4 singles. But this one is my favourite one of his. Actions speak louder than words.
This is great. This also sounds like it could be straight out of a movie too in its own right.
Weirdly enough, this is from 1969. It sounds a little throwback for 69, but nonetheless, I think it's great.
No, it's awesome. So it's not just Reuben Bell on this though.
No, that's just the one we chose. Look this who else is on there.
So we got that's not everyone, let's go in the back. We've got Reuben Bell. Actions speak louder than words. Betty LaVette.
Oh yeah.
She got a voice.
Oh yeah.
Robert Parker.
The great barefooting guy.
That guy, okay. South Street Soul Guitars. Bright Lights.
That's cool.
Eddie Giles. Hank Ballard.
And look what Hank Ballard is singing on it.
Sunday Morning Coming Down.
Yeah.
Marilyn Hayward. Gloria Taylor.
Hell yes.
Awesome. Another Robert Parker on here. Willie Hobbs. Another Gloria Taylor. Another Betty LaVette. And another Willie Hobbs. That's a pretty awesome collection.
Isn't it great?
It's very cool.
Again, it's a label out of Nashville that was issuing a lot of soul from the South as well as commissioning their own.
I think the title of this record is great.
My goodness, yes. Soul treasures from the Silver Fox label.
My goodness, yes. This is lovely. I really enjoyed this.
Isn't Reuben great?
He's got a wonderful voice and a gorgeous smile as well. Is that him on the front there?
That's him, yeah.
Yeah, he's a lovely, lovely looking fellow.
Charming fellow.
Charming fellow. Is that one on the shelves at the moment?
That one actually is. We should have brought that in the same time as we brought in the other Shelby S. Singleton.
Excellent. Thing.
What was that one called? That was called? I can't remember.
No, I can't remember either, but it was great. I do remember enjoying it.
One of these pressed at Third Man and...
Oh, yes, yeah, yep, yep. Good old Third Man Records. All right, what have we got here?
Okay, the last one. Now, this record here, we were talking about the Morricone thing as if guns and shooting were a cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this record has its genesis.
I mean, they're not, but...
No, but this record by Jeremy Cunningham, it was inspired by something that happened 12 years ago. That's Jeremy sitting there.
Oh, it's got a little cute little haircut there.
And that's his brother.
This record, I am familiar with this record.
Yeah, his brother was killed in a home invasion. And so 12 years later, Jeremy's done this record called The Weather Up Here, which is kind of based on that and inspired by that. There's his brother. There's Jeremy. So Jeremy's out of Chicago. I think he plays in Reservoir. Remember we did Reservoir?
Yes,
it was on International Anthem.
That was a great... That was that Plant a Sea album, is that
correct?
Right? Yeah, that one's really cool.
So, this record here, who've we got on it? It's Jeff Parker has produced it. Remember the Jeff Parker record from a few weeks ago? Jeff Parker has produced it and plays guitar on it. You've got a whole bunch of other of the Chicago...
Micaiah McCraven.
Micaiah is there.
Yoni Wolf.
Tomica Reed is on here. So it's like a...
Jamie Branch as well.
Jamie plays the trumpet on it, yeah.
And Ben Lemire Gay. And Dustin Lorenzi.
See?
That's a pretty awesome lineup. I was listening to this on Bandcamp on the weekend, and I think it's a really moving record.
It really is. Like, this here sounds, kind of, easy and approachable and that. Some of the stuff on here, like there's one called Allergy, where he's got recordings of his family and other people who were affected by the murder of his brother speaking, to become an allergy. But... Even beyond the concept of the thing, it's going to be an affecting sort of record anyway. It's a kind of a economy of expression, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is exactly. But, when you say to somebody, oh, I've got a drum choir on my record, and Mackay is leading the drum choir, you imagine a hideous cacophony.
But it's not.
The sort of thing I like, but it's not.
But not what you maybe would expect from a record that is about these kind of themes. I think I read a really interesting take on this record where someone said that what it does really well about capturing grief is it captures the way that it's not a linear thing. You kind of come in and out of all these phases.
Correct.
Yeah. And this record does a very good job of kind of shaping that in some ways. And the bits that I guess probably on a first listen would hit you the fastest are those spoken tracks, because you kind of hear people have their immediate responses. I think the phone conversation with his mother that's recorded on there, that one's pretty intense. But then you've got these kind of interludes, which are much more sort of, I don't know, maybe thoughtful. Maybe they last a bit longer than those spoken tracks do. I don't know, I think it's a really interesting record. And is this one vinyl on the shelves, or?
This one's a tomorrow as well. Northern Spy have put it out. Northern Spy is a label we started dealing with in about, maybe about 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
They had some cool sort of out stuff, like Amirtha Kitambi and, you know.
Yeah.
But this one here is, you would expect it to be on International Anthem, not just the people who are on it, but the... Even the sound of it.
I mean,
this is Chicago 2020, obviously, the sound. But.
Those drums are really nice.
Oh, yeah. Jeremy is, in fact, the drummer. He's the leader.
So this track is called Hike.
Yeah. And I think this is the one that you'll find it's, this is a memory one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why it doesn't have the sort of fraught, anxious sound.
Yeah. And that I think is actually also what makes this still a very, like, listenable record, is because you kind of get this play between, like, the immediacy of grief and then these reflective things where he's going back and looking at memories. You do get space to breathe in this record a bit. You're not just being sort of like pummeled by somebody else's anxious feelings or sadness as well. Not that that's always a bad thing too. That can be pretty amazing.
It's not a bad thing.
It can be an intense thing to listen to for, you know, 45 minutes or something. No, I'm a big fan of this.
Yeah, it feels really intimate.
Yeah,
just
doesn't
it? Just even holding the album, like, you've got the family photo. It's just...
Yeah, totally. Ooh. Bit special, that one. Jeremy Cunningham. What's the name of that again, Troy?
It's called The Weather Up Here, out on Northern Spy. Even the vintage pictures, it's like Jeff Parker's ones on International Anthem, with the one with his mum a few weeks ago, and then 2 years back, the one with his dad and his dad's business partner. I kind of like it. It's who else is on here? Oh, we said already, didn't we?
Micaiah and
Jamie Branch
and all the other cool Chicago jazz people doing their thing at the moment.
Yep, whether it's jazz or not, I don't know.
Who knows? Who knows?
But there you go.
So what else did you bring us this morning, Troy?
Well, that great soul tune we heard just before was from the compilation. My goodness, yes! Soul Treasures from the Silver Fox label. The tune, in case you were wondering, Actions Speak Louder Than Words by Reuben Bell from 1969. We started with El Maestro Ennio Morricone with his Themes Volume 1 for Westerns.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Troy. We will see you in the shop.
You will.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.